figure out if he was telling the truth. Mr. Pendansky's face was so swollen he could barely open his eyes. They were just slits. "You sure he has no family?" the warden asked Mr. Pendansky. "He's a ward of the state," Mr. Pendansky told her. "He was living on the streets when he was arrested." "Is there anyone who might ask questions? Some social worker who took an interest in him?" "He had nobody," said Mr. Pendansky. "He was nobody." The warden thought a moment. "Okay, I want you to destroy all of his records." Mr. Pendansky nodded. "He was never here," said the warden. Mr. Sir nodded. "Can you get into the state files from our computer?" she asked Mr. Pendansky. "I don't want anyone in the AG's office to know he was here." "I don't think I can erase him completely from all the state files," said Mr. Pendansky. "Too many cross-references. But I can make it so it would be very difficult for anyone to ever find a record of him. Like I said, though, no one will ever look. No one cares about Hector Zeroni." "Good," said the warden.
"I can't believe this. The warden, Mr. Sir, and Mr. Pendansky are going to leave Zero out in the desert to die. And they think they can get away with it because Zero has no family, so no one will come looking for him." Let's start chapter 32 on page 145.